Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Sukkah 35, talking about the wonderfulness of Israel. Nothing is lacking. How do we know this? The Gemara tells us. What does the Torah teach by saying food tree? To include a law, a tree of whose food and fruit taste alike, and that's talking about the pepper tree. The verse comes to teach you that peppers are subject to Orla. It also comes to teach you that the land of Israel is not lacking in anything. As it says, you shall lack nothing in it. You will not lack anything in it. And that verse comes from Deuteronomy, which speaks of planting food trees like peppers in Israel, teaches that you will not lack anything, even peppers, Rashi points out in notes. Everything is found in Israel, which is fascinating because a lot of times people look around the world and, God forbid, they look outside of Torah to find answers. You only need to look in Torah. You only need to look in Israel to find anything you need, especially through all these wonderful virtual tours my wife and I took in the past few months online. You see how everything is found in Israel. It's not just Eretz Zavat Chalav Devash, Eretz Seora, Chita, all those things, the seven fruit, the seven aspects of the land, but really everything is there. Israel has been so fascinating in how they have cultivated things. They have their own olive oil and they have their own dairy and this and that. Don't look elsewhere. You want something. Hopefully we should all get to live there and everything can be produced there. Everything can be found there. Look into Israel, the land of Eretz Yisrael itself. Look into the Torah itself because everything is found in there. We don't have to look anywhere elsewhere. We just can find it there and realize that it all starts from there. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 36 here on the TTD.